Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sounds like this. Look out, weekend. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
That's right, you are right over here, man.
It's Platinum Play, DJ Ski, 93.2 FM.
And with them I pray, Sheffield Live and DJ Ski build the vibes up to the time.
Yes, people, Medea. Yeah. You listen to Sheffield Live with me, DJ Ski. We got platinum played between now and 5 o'clock. The show that only plays records, reflecting when reggae was king. Some of it still is king. If you want to get his ear nice and crisp, then it's either 93.2 FM in the Sheffield area, or Channel 7 on your Freeview, Channel 159 Virgin. Little radio apps like the Radio Garden, TuneIn Radio, and all those little spy machines can get us there. But probably the best place to get us is www.sheffieldlive.org. www.sheffieldlive.org. That's to get us anywhere in the country. Not such people. Anywhere in the world. International. See? If you want to get me alive and direct in the studio, like Mr. Fearon, Wagwan, my brother, then it's either Ski DJ on Instagram, SKIDWJAY on Instagram, or like Mr. Fearon, it's 079-44-746-863. We got some of the usual vinyls today, some of the usual records. We're going to start with 2 or 3 little version. Then we're going to... No, might go straight into a few 7-inch singles, actually. A few 7-inch singles. Then we may go into the Catch a Fire album. Hey, did you catch it, Mr. Fearon? I want to mention the TV, but never mind. You know, one of them Sky channels. Never mind. It was it's a different kind of version of that Catch a Fire, the making of the Catch a Fire album. Most of it was the same, but the one or two little different bits because it was on Sky. And then they had a studio session. That was hard. I can't remember now. Was it? Can't remember the name of the studio, but a little studio session. Probably the first studio session I did when Bunny Whaler left. That was different. Then after that, there was Harder Than the Rock, the story of the Cimarrons, how they came about and how they started getting reggae around the world. Probably the first band to take reggae around the world, as far as Japan, Vietnam, everywhere they might go, you know. Anyway, don't forget, we're here till 5 o'clock.
Here comes Rolling Soul.
Starting with a little instrumental business. Roland Alfonso, 1,000 tons of Megaton. We'll be right back.
That's right, you are right now with this, man.
It's Platinum Play, DJ Ski, 93.2 FM.
Everybody got it.
Keep it locked.
Root Wagwan. Remember this. We still rude, you know.
We are still rude, ooh. We are still tough, ooh. We fear no one, ooh. Cause we still have guns, ooh.
Prince Buster claims to be a rude boy 400 years. But it's the shortest 400 years ever seen. Because as I look around, I can still see rude boys saying they are rough and they are tough. I reckon this prison have a hole in the wall. Anyway, here comes Jackie Palm. Jackie Palm?
What Spar?
I heard you were in Judge Court last week.
Judge, what a foolishness.
But I also heard you were crying, man.
Well, I shed a few teardrops. Make the sentence a little shorter, no? But you catch up with him still. Because
we are still rude. We are still tough. We fear no one, ooh, cause we still have guns. Guns.
Emmanuel Zacharias Jacob, I heard you were also in Judge Red Court. See, I was smiling if yes, you look happy. Well, I look happy, yes, because, I mean, Judge Red is rubbish. I wasn't good for 400 years. We have to give us 1,000 years first before we cool down, and even that can't cool us down. Because, right now,
we are still rude. We are still tough, ooh. We fear no one, ooh. Cause we still have guns, ooh.
Rougher than tough, ooh. Ruder than before.
Giant label, 1967. Dandy, we are still rude. Now, I'm gonna flip this one scene. Watch. Now, hey, Mr. Fearon, tell me a little bit more. I didn't catch that program about Winston Churchill and his involvement with the African American troops. But what I can tell you is, it's not me saying, it's just some facts. Winston Churchill, he was genocidal. You know what he did in the Bay of Bengal for them people there? Look it up. What he did, diverted essential food supplies away from the people in Bengal during the war times. Killed way over 1 million. His one decision. And that was based on his so-called philosophy in life. And that was, he was a eugenicist. He was a white supremacist. He believed that people who weren't white did not have the same value as a human being. Winston Churchill, quite similar to Gandhi as well. Yes, make no mistake. Look them things up, it ain't just me. Look them up. But tell me what by that program last night. Yeah, Winston Churchill, he was a different thing. I don't know what this one's called just yet. Still in the Giant label. It's Dandy, the flip side.
Come on, everybody, let's do the
them just squat it out. It's worth a few dollars, this one.
Let's do the rest they know. Girl, you're looking all right. Come on over now and let's have a good time. Let's do this dance everybody's talking about. Come on and take a chance and don't you be a dropout. Come on everybody, let's do the rocksteady now. Come on everybody, let's do the rocksteady now.
Andy, let's do the rock steady. That one's, that flip side's called. That is the flip side. It's the rock steady. That 45 there is going to knock you at least 100 quid. If you know these tunes, you know this is an obviously called Clancy Eccles sound.
United we stand, separated we fall. We crumble forever, we can't even bat. See them a galante. You see them a galante. You see them a galante. You see them a galante. Chinese man, him come from Hong Kong. Out in a grocery shop with one condensed can. See him a galante. Magalande, see them Magalande, see them Magalande. Syrian come from Assyria, open a dry goods store with 2 yards of material. See Magalande, see them Magalande, see them Magalande, I see them Magalande. United we stand, separated we fall. We crumble forever, we can't even buy. See them Magalande, I you no see them Magalande. 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 I you no see them Magalande.
Clancy Eccles, see them a galang there. One more 7-inch and I'm going to an album. I don't think I played this one last week. I know I played the flip side, the version. Run for your life, Jackie Paris.
Run for your life, he's behind you with a knife. Run, run, run. Don't try to stop, or he will take your life. Run, run, run. If you should fall, oh yeah, he will stab you in your back. Keep on running.
why won't you run? Why won't you run? Yeah, run for your life.
Keep on running.
So me say up to the time, me say welcome to prime time, past the ice and the wine is party time. Me let me say DJ Ski, drop it again. Up to the time, it's a welcome to prime time, past the ice and the wine is party time. Me let me say DJ Ski, drop it again.
One of two albums that the Wailers cut in 1973 when they first came to the UK. After which, Peter Tosh said, me now go back there again. He ain't come back to England, never did.
No sun will shine in my day today.
I learned something new from that programme last night, in that I thought Peter Tosh and Bunny were left at the same time, but no, Peter Tosh stayed with them. And Joe Higgs, who worked with the Wailers, helped them to harmonise way back in the early days of their careers singing together. He came in to replace Peter Bunny Wailer.
Where is the love to be found? Oh, someone tell me, cause life, sweet life, must be somewhere to be found.
Somewhere for me.
Instead of concrete jungle, where everything is harmless. Concrete jungle, man, you've got to do your best. Oh yeah, no chains around my feet, but I'm not free. Oh, I know I am bound here in captivity. Yeah.
Yeah, Concrete Jungle from the 1973 Catch a Fire. Same year they cut this album.
Be, yeah, no love at all. There will never be no love at all. Got to put aside name segregation, yeah. Got to put aside name organization. Got to put aside them denomination. There will never be no love at all. I mean, there will never be no love at all. So build our love on one foundation. Come, let us build our love on one solid foundation. Got to build our love on one foundation. Or there will never be a single drop of blood. You won't have no freedom, yeah. Got to come together. We are birds of a feather. We got to come together, cause we are birds of a feather. We got to come together, cause we are birds of a feather. Or there will never be, Lord of mercy, no love at all. There will never be, yeah, yeah, no love at all. We also got to realize we are one people. Yeah, got to realize that we are one people. Yeah, we got to realize we are one people. Or there will never be no love at all.
Philosophy.
Yeah, 400 years, lead vocal Peter Tosh. And you know what? We know, there's a lot known about the slave trade. You know, we know about what happened in America because it was on American soil. You know, we know that the whole city of Glasgow was built on slaves. You know, their slave owners had tobacco plantations and old Glasgow's main streets are named after slave traders. I'll be doing some research on that myself very, very soon. But, you know, if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't know some facts that you find out independently, you believe stuff like, you know, I've just done a little search here, you know, USA Today News, and the headline is Fact Check, United Kingdom finished paying off debts to slave-owning families in 2015. That is a fact. What isn't a fact is one of the main quotes, and this must be from what the government, the UK government, saying, you know, in 1833, Britain used 40% of its national budget, GDP, to buy freedom for all the slaves in the empire. It didn't buy freedom. It didn't buy freedom for my forefathers and my, you know, foremothers. You didn't buy our freedom. You paid your slave owners for the loss of their property. Because in 1833, people looked like me, people looked like Mr. Fearon, people looked like Nuz. We were not deemed human beings. We were chattel. We were owned like a dog or a cat or a cow. You didn't buy our freedom. If you don't know what you're looking at, when you search for these things and think you can get facts, especially when it starts and says fact check, it still aggravates me, this stuff, you know, obviously. You didn't buy our freedom. You paid slave owners compensation. With 40%, you had to sell some bonds and whatever else you had stored in the Bank of England. And Lord Rothschild's helped you to bloody do it. Facts. Sure. Them so vex me for now, you know. Should vex you as well. Because it's just blatant lies. We know more about the American slavery system than what we know about Britain, who's one of the main players in it. Just because it wasn't on English soil or British soil. Chop.
Here, I'm a name Bulwaki, but the Dread Tune is Dread Grad Chat in Canada. DBC, see it? Music Cruise, music.
Yeah, Babylon, your throne gone down. You might have just paid your king a 45 million rise. For what? What did you know the 45 million for? Who cares? I don't business. It could be 45 million, could be 45 pence. But your throne gone down, you know.
Yeah.
You know what, Roo? It's not even, a spin. You know, a spin's one thing, but this is a flagrant disregard for facts. You know, that's why the Rastaman movement was just so important. You know, enough of us here, you know, this side of the pond, because we're not getting facts from the UK education system or the government or anything else here. You know, that's why the Rastaman movement was so important. You know, putting facts out there and thinking, oh, when there's any truth in that, and it doesn't take long to do a little bit of research, you know. But like, you know, to say that they bought freedom, how can they have bought our freedom when we haven't been compensated? You know, Jewish people are being compensated, you know, for something that was absolutely shocking to mankind. And this, you know, absolutely, you know, you can't put it into words. But what happened to people like me was like, that was over a 400-year period. 400 years. People say, oh, well, there's always been slavery. Shut up, sit down. Because it wasn't this kind of slavery. You know, people who were enslaved under the Roman Empire, you know, they're not so feeling the lash now. Anti-African racism happens today because of what happened on the plantation. It's the same thing. It's just a different kind of slavery. You know, or it's a continuation. They've just moulded it in something completely different. Which means right now in America, and this is a fact, check it out. In America, there are more men of African descent in prisons than what they had on a plantation. Think about that. Yeah, the slave drivers, they don't even have to work hard these days. The system's even stronger for them to keep driving.
You already know what it is, man.
It's Platinum Play, DJ Ski, 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Yes, Mikey. The trauma does continue. You know, that's why we still get emotional about it. You know, it's that generational trauma. They write a lot about it in America, post their slavery system. Yeah, the trauma is still there. Otherwise, it just wouldn't bother us, would it? And we wouldn't be playing this kind of music. We wouldn't be thinking about it. But that trauma is still there, and it comes out in a whole heap of different ways. Mikey, my brother, take this one, Yasso.
Today they say that we are free.
Catch a Fire album 1973, Slave Driver. Yes, Rue. Yeah, virtually the whole of the American prison system is privately owned, and that's why we've got so many private prisons here, and the prison building industry continues. But you know what? Whether it's private or public, it's all there as one of the drivers of their capitalist system. You know? You know, because the prison is the new plantation. It was a plantation that created the whole infrastructure and substructure of the American society. It's obvious. But one by one, we're going to chop them down, see?
Why boasted thyself, O evil man? Playing smart and not being clever. Oh no, I say you're working iniquity to achieve vanity. Yeah. If I saw, I saw. But the goodness of Jah Jah, I endure it forever. If you are the big tree,
Maka, you may well be late, but you're at the right time, my brother. Wagwan.
Sharpen to cut you down.
Well sharp.
Ready to cut you down. Shall fall in it, whosoever digget a pit, shall bury in it, shall bury in it. If you are a big tree, we are the small eggs, sharpened to cut you down, ready to cut you.
Big tree, we're sharpened to cut you down, you know, down there. Yeah, Ruth, when you think about it, it's a new plantation, you know, and it doesn't matter, you know, at that time we were just talking about, you know, the southern states, but, you know, Malcolm X said in the early 1960s, stop talking about the South. You know, if you're south of the Canadian border, which obviously you change that right now, but if you're south of the Canadian border, you're south. And you're saying that attitude and those institutional and systemic issues were right across the breadth, length and breadth of America. And it's true. You know, the prison systems in the south are no worse than the ones in the north, east, or west. Yeah. No, just different. Just different. We can't forget it because it's still there today. In England, you know, this is how it manifests itself in England. You know, black women. I'm trying to stop using the term black and white, but never mind for now. Black women, 5 times more likely to die in childbirth in England in 2024. You're mad. We're still, you know, 6 times more likely to be stopped and searched. More likely to be strip searched. More likely to be sectioned under the Mental Health Act. More likely to be given, you know, mind-bending injections once you've been sectioned. More likely to be unemployed. More likely to go to prison. And even though there's a big target, big performance target in England, not to send under 18s to prison, well, when they do, 80% are black. You know, myself at my age, I'm 5 times more likely than a white man to get prostate cancer and die of it. Yeah, that's how it manifests itself here. We need to think about those things because it ain't changing anytime soon. But regardless, we don't want no trouble, you know.
We don't need it.
Because we don't need it.
No, we don't need no more trouble. No more trouble.
Yes, Brookie boy. Hope you had a good day over there. 420 degrees coffee. 76 Barber Road. I've got a little Pluto for you. Second hour. Take this one, bro. This one's going to take us to the ad break, and we'll be back with Out of Sight sold out selection. We'll be right back. Okay, people, it's a bit too late to play anything else. So, I'm going to hit the ads and I will be back shortly. See?